Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Tomlin talking about bastards would be enough for us to designate his comment our Tomlinism of the week. Week one, it was second lap around the track. What did we settle on for week two? Electric Boogaloo.
Glad you asked. The Tomlinism tracker. Cute minutia.
The cute minutia.
Oh, we had such cute minutia. But I think that bastard, what was it, bastard zones?
He has
or bastard
some nice
coverages?
Bastard zones. Some awesome bastard zones.
I thought that I heard that in the car driving in and was like, nah, he didn't call them bastard zones.
What is a bastard zone?
Isn't a bastard child a child who does not have a known father?
I think that's, yes.
Okay, so does that mean that the zones, what?
We have a 30-minute press conference. Just, can somebody there ask for clarity on bastard zones? Just for our
edification. No, because you know what you're going to get from him. He's going to say, sometimes I say things in some very unique ways to try to keep everybody engaged or whatever. You know what I mean. He's going to give you that same spiel that he
bastard
gave.
Zones aren't actually a thing. He just made up.
I do believe he made up the term bastard zones. I believe that's a Mike term. But I think there's one anyway that's it's a longer Tomlinism, but I think it's a better one that we got.
I think this is what you're referring to. As per usual, Mike got testy with Brooke Pryor of ESPN. She circled back to Justin Fields' comment from Sunday about Russell Wilson getting a, quote, petty game ball after the Steelers win in Denver. Russell Wilson getting paid a lot of money to play for the Steelers. And Justin Fields said he deserved it because he was done dirty by the Broncos. And Tomlin did not appreciate Brooke asking him that question today.
None of your businesses, respectfully. There's certain things that go on among teams that I don't talk about. Whether it gets out or how it gets out is unimportant to me, and I'm not overly guarded against it. But it's just certain things as a leader that I talk to the collective about that I have zero intentions of sharing with the larger public because it's about our collective and how we come together and how we appreciate and support one another. You know, I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like it.
That's got to win.
Yep.
It's got to win. I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like it. That's the best answer he's given Brooke all year, and probably for the last year plus.
And my rebuttal is, I know. I can't recite them off the top of my head. I'm aware of the fact that the ingredients of a hot dog, when you look at them, might gross you out or cause you to ask yourself, what am I putting into my body? But guess what? Still love them.
Kabali listed off the ingredients to the hot dog. Here we go. Just you both can chime in when I read one that really bothers you. Mechanically separated chicken and pork, water, corn syrup, modified food starch, you got to have that, salt, sodium lactate, dextrose, sodium phosphates, sodium diacetate. Yeah. How about this one? I like this one the best. Flavoring. What kind of flavoring? You can do your own research. There's flavoring, though.
It's the king of processed foods.
Aren't like some of the beef hot dogs a little bit healthier, though?
And I don't like the way beef hot dogs taste compared to the pork and chicken hot dogs.
I'm a convert on the beef hot dogs because you go to the big box stores, they have the best ones.
I want the lips and ears and things like that in there. Yeah.
Yeah? But you won't eat... You're out of hot dog season right now. It's after Labor Day.
No. I have a new take on things that I haven't told you about.
A new lease on life with hot dogs?
I think September is the new August.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of climate change, maybe.
Now that I'm not in school anymore and I don't have to worry about, like,
I thought
you
were
going to
say it's hotter out, later out.
Summer is over. Well, yeah, it still feels like summer. It's 80 degrees today. I'm still in shorts.
Yeah.
So I'm acting like we're still in the summer. Technically, we are. It's not the first day of fall.
Summer's got like a couple days left. Yeah.
But like my big spiel now is to the pool owners and stuff out there, keep them open in September. Keep the party going. Don't cover up those grills yet. Don't put the covers on your...
Don't take the buns and the wieners and put them away.
Don't put the covers on the outdoor...
October 1, hot dog season goes bye-bye?
Yeah, like basically my cutoff is if it's below 75 degrees, I'm
done
with hot dogs.
Now, quick question on the tubed meats in buns. Do we call like October, November, December brat season? Because you go to a football tailgate for like a... Like Wisconsin does a tailgate in late October.
That's always my exception to the rule.
It's a brat.
I will eat at a football tailgate. It can be like frozen tundra ice bowl conditions.
You'll
and
eat
I want
to
eat a hot dog. Yeah.
Okay, but I think the brat is the hot dog's cold weather cousin.
I don't eat brats enough. I had one great experience with a brat. It was like an orgasmic experience where we got them at Costco when we were down in Deep Creek. And I was so drunk that I had seven in one sitting.
You had seven brats?
Yeah.
With a bun each
time? With spicy brown mustard. Yep. Yeah.
That's like a day and a half worth of food right there.
I know.
No regrets, though, right?
I also had a gummy that day.
Well, that would you could have led with that and it would have explained
so much.
It was
unbelievable. It was so good. And I just haven't gone back there.
You don't want
to Deep Creek and also, not Deep Creek. This was down in, not Deep Creek. Outer Banks is where it happened.
So you really don't want to mess with a perfect first experience, one and only.
I feel like I'm going to try brats again and I'm going to be disappointed.
Unless you have
first,
a gummy first.
Because the first, yeah, but I don't do that anymore because I get too paranoid.
Anyway, I think this is one of the better Tomlinisms if we're just rating them against each other. I think it's one of the
candidate
better ones.
Candidate for Tomlinism of the year
I think it's an early strong one because second lap around the track we've heard, Cute Minutia was a new one, but he really went into just hot dog theory right there.
Yep.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.